do meet back in the House of Lords now, and I talked to Betty after church, and she said she appreciated the prayers, and I think they're supposed to go tomorrow and see about the arrangements. So as soon as I find out something, I'll let you know. Now, I have no idea what she's got planned. Now, usually when there's a flower vault, she's the one that does it. So we send a flower, I'll take care of it and make sure that it gets where it needs to go. But usually I just tell her she sends it. But it ain't gonna work this time. I'll have to do it myself. But no problem. But we'll get it. Just pray for her. It hit her a lot harder than what she thought. But you know, when you got someone in your life like that that's sick, and you know that. You know, it's coming. You still can't prepare for what? You know, I guess the only ones in here that really know would be Rosa. You know, how to love, you know, to lose a husband or a wife. But I'm sure it's really hard on her. But just pray for her. The Lord be with her. You know, it's times like this you wish you knew what you could say to make things better, but you can't. Okay, prayer list. Joseph Smith, Dean, Teresa Smith, Dale, Carol Buck, Donnie Chapman, Andrew Morgan, Kenny Brown, Jordan Strontz, Gladys Keegan, the Children's Home in India, Randy Winstead, Christy Morgan, Debbie, Maddie, Dorothy, Margaret, Dorothy Buck, Jeremy Johnson family, Frank and Lou Ann family, Amber Smith, Kayla, Anna, Addie, Megan Watson, Janice Hendricks, Kelly Pruitt, Emily, Jan Eagle, Bill Gisby, Devin Pothead, Jimmy Walker, Judith, Morgan Little, Rosa Buck, Jacob Ruiz, Lucy Chapman, Ernie Buff, Amy Claude, Lisa Buff, Edward Kirkland, Jesse Sidney, Kim Sidney, Miss Brown, Danny Black, Sidney and Rachel Hale, Miss Russell, Kenneth Jones, Miss Evans, Barbara, Brandy, Randy Loman, Sherry's dad and sister, Barry Brown, Scotty, Kim Walker, Helen Shook, Jacob Banner, Chris Crawley, Glenn Reed, Darius Moser, Bailey Smith, Shelby family, Christine Hensley, Bill Patsy Penley, Jolene Chapman, Craig Stillwell, Preacher Dwayne Loman, Dwight Loman, Mike Cage, Emily, Missy Morgan, Allie, the family from the daycare, Bill McKinley, Karen McDaniel, and Jeff. Does anybody got anything to add or take away from this? Okay, does anybody got anything on their heart tonight?
I just want to thank the Lord for saving me.
Amen.
And I'm going to practice before I perform, so that's a good sign.
We got faith in you there, buddy.
Okay.
Go ahead, Rosa.
I just want to thank the Lord for saving me too. Thank him for that it's coming back. Thanking him for all his blessings on us every day.
Okay. come pray. Okay. Brother Hattie, start us off tonight.
Lord, just thank you for another day, Lord. Thank you for coming to your house, Lord, coming before you, Lord God, to tell you we love you. And thank you that you loved us first, Lord, and gave your son to die for us, Lord. That, Lord, none of this would be possible if it wasn't for Jesus giving his life on the cross, Lord, and shedding his blood and paying our sin there, Lord. We thank you for it. We thank you that he rose from the dead, that death couldn't hold him, Lord, that had no claim on him. We thank you that you allow him well and seated at the right hand of the Father, Lord, ever living, to make intercession for us. We thank you. Lord, your eyes are upon us, your heart's toward us, Lord, that we can run to you, Lord, that we can come to you and invite us to come and tell us to come boldly, Lord, not in anything we are, but what Jesus did, Lord, in his righteousness. Lord, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you that you're such a good God, Lord, that you just want the best for us, Lord. Want us to know you, want us to walk with you, Lord. Want us to be a light, like preacher was preaching this morning, Lord, to be a witness for you, Lord God, that people are blind and deceived, Lord God, and they don't want nothing to do with you, Lord. And we are the salt of earth, Lord God. We thank you for that, Lord, that you made us that way, Lord. It ain't nothing in us. All what you've done for us, Lord, in the precious Holy Spirit that lives within us. We thank you, precious Holy Ghost, that you come and reveal to us the Savior and lead us and guide us and be our comfort, Lord. We pray you comfort Betty's heart and help her, Lord God. Touch her, Lord God, in a way that only you can do, and give her that peace, Lord God. Help her sons, help that family, Lord. Be with them, Lord. Watch over, bless them, Lord. Help them, Lord God, to get that peace, Lord. I just pray you to help us, Lord, to know how to do, Lord. We don't know how to do anything, Lord. We can't even get out of bed in the morning without you, Lord. Just pray you lead us and guide us and help us, Lord. We thank you for those on the prayer list, Lord. Be glad one day there won't be no prayer list, Lord. We'll all be whole and all be with you that's been born again, Lord. We pray you to just do what needs to be done for those folks, Lord God, those that are lost and those that are sick, Lord. You know every name. We don't even know who they are, but you know them, Lord. You're able to take care of them. Lord, pray you bless the service tonight, Lord. Help us, Lord, to get our hearts and minds on Jesus, Lord, and just be thankful and to worship you, Lord, and to thank you for all that you do for us, Lord. Amazing what you do for us, Lord, that you could even love us and want us for your own. Lord, we pray you touch the preacher, use him for your glory, help Christy, Lord, touch her belly, help her to get over this, Lord. We pray you just watch us through the week, Lord, help us just to draw near to you, Lord, to spend time with you, Lord God. Take time to spend time with you, Lord God. We ask it all in the name of Jesus for his sake. Amen.
Two No tears in heaven, no sorrows given. All will be glory in that land. There'll be no sadness, all will be gladness when we shall join that happy band. No tears in heaven spare. No tears, no tears are spared. Sorrow and pain for all our fall. No tears in heaven spare. No tears, no tears out there. No tears in heaven will be known. Glory is waiting, waiting on yonder, when we shall spend the endless day there with our Savior. We'll be forever, where no more sorrow can dismay. No tears in heaven spare. No tears, no tears out there. Sorrow and pain for all I fall. No tears in heaven spare. No tears, no tears out there. No tears in heaven will be known. Somewhere in yonder, as east of wonder, all will be clearer, loved ones be dearer, in heaven where we all be moved. No tears in heaven spare. No tears, no tears out there. Sorrow and pain will all but flow. No tears in heaven spare. No tears, no tears out there. No tears in heaven will be known.
Blessings in children, Jesus is mine. Oh, what for taste there, all glory divine. Savior, all day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight, vision or direction, not born in my sight. I'm just descending, bring fun above, each of some mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all day long. Perfect submission, all at the red, I am my Savior, I'm happy, I'm blessed. Watching and waiting, looking above, filled with His goodness, love and His love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all day long. A servant raised on Savior is in the world today. I know that He is living, whatever's meaning say. I see His hand on mercy, I hear His voice so cheer. And just the time I need Him, He always near. He lived, Christ Jesus lived today. He walked with me and talked with me the long and narrow way. He lived, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lived within my heart. And all the world around me, I see His loving care. And through my heart is born, I never will despair. I know that He is leading through all the storm and blast. The day of His appearing, we come alive. He lived, Christ Jesus lived today. He walked with me and talked with me the long and narrow way. He lived, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lived. He lived within my heart. Rejoice, rejoice, O Christian, lift up your voice and sing. Eternal hallelujah to Jesus Christ the King. They hope the all who sing, they hope they all who find. No, there is a loving, so good and kind. He lived, Christ Jesus lived today. He walked with me and talked with me the long and narrow way. He lived, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lived. He lived within my heart. I never by myself. I always.
chapter 1 tonight.
Romans.
Romans chapter 1.
Okay, that's an easy one.
Raise your hand and pray for us.
Lord, we just thank you for your word, Lord. We thank you for giving us this glorious book, Lord, to reveal to us you, your love letter to us, Lord, to tell us how you feel about things, Lord, how you think about things, and the truth, Lord. We just thank you that Jesus is the truth, Lord. We pray you help the preacher. Give him what you have for us tonight, Lord. Touch him, touch us, Lord. Come down and help us, Lord. We need you. Jesus' sake. Amen.
Thank you. The thought for tonight is a guilty world. And thus we live in a guilty world. A world where they're trying to make right wrong, wrong right. Good, bad, and bad, good. And nobody ever sins. Whole lot wrong with that, ain't it? That's the way to look at things. And we're going to start out in verse 18, and it says it right off the bat. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. And folks, that's where we stand a lot today. People stand in righteousness, they'll stand in wrong, sin, unrighteousness, ungodliness, and they'll swear up and down that God says it's all right. Well, I'm here to tell you, no, it's not. And Romans chapter 18, just chapter 1, verse 18, just told you the same thing I did. It's not right. Folks, we cannot condone this stuff. We cannot sit back and just say, well, you know, they say it's right, so it's right. No, it's not. Just because man says something's right don't make it true. God is the one that gives the final account. He's one that, you know, what he says is what it is. And you've got so many today that, you know, they don't really want to believe in God because they don't want to be accountable. If I say I don't believe in God, and God is, then, you know, I don't have to face the consequences, then everything's okay. But that's not the way it is. The Bible says that every knee shall bow, and every mouth shall confess the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That includes the devil and all his angels. Because I'm sure they got a knee to bow on and a mouth to confess. Of course, there's one thing for certain, the devil knows that there's a God. And he knows for a fact that there's a Jesus. He just wants you not to see it where he can deceive you. Because that which may be known of God is manifested in them, for God has showed it unto them. But God has showed himself, he has manifested himself to each and every one of us, especially the ones of us here that are saved. Folks, without the Holy Spirit convicting your soul and showing you you're lost, you ain't got it. And that is a manifestation of God through the Holy Spirit. the Spirit, we are shown God. The Spirit can show us God through nature. You know, I was honored enough to be able to see all three of my young ones come into this world. And once you see the birth of a child, it's hard to explain away God. Because that miracle of birth of a child, I've seen puppies born and able to see God in the works. When you stand back, you know, all these cornfields now, they're all dried up and they're dead. You know, they've done their deed, they've made the corn. But just a few months ago, they were full of life. And the Holy Spirit of God can show you life in a cornstalk. It can show you the evidence of God in His mighty power if you're just willing to see it. But we're living in a world today that they want to close their eyes to God. They want to close their mind to God. They want to close their hearts to God because they do not want to see the truth. For the invisible things of Him from creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, such that they are without excuse. No one is going to be able to stand before God and say, look, you cannot judge me. I did not believe in you. I did not worship you. I did not accept you. You cannot judge me. They're going to be judged. They're without excuse. Just because you don't believe is not going to excuse you from His wrath. It's not going to excuse you from His judgment. After all, what is He judging? What you did, how you lived your life. Amen? He ain't got a book up there just full of things that He thought you should have done that you didn't do, and this, that, and the other, and say, well, you know, I'm going to judge you from this. He's going to judge you for what you did in this body. Whether it be good or bad, you will be judged on those bases. You're going to be judged whether you accepted His Son as that sacrifice for your sins. You're going to be judged for the days that you live. How we treated others, each other. How we lived our life, whether it was godly or ungodly. Whether it was righteous or unrighteous. We're going to be judged on those bases. And you know what? He's let us know that that's the way we're going to be judged. So we can prepare. If I wake up in the morning on this side of heaven, folks, I want to be able to live tomorrow righteous, godly, and doing His work. I want to be able to stand at the end of the day and say, Lord, if you take me tonight, I know I've done a good job for you. I've worked hard for you. I've tried my best to lift up your name. Because that's the way I'm going to be judged. What I did today and what I'll do tomorrow or what I did the day before. For him. Are you mad? But we got all these folks. They simply will not believe. They'll believe a lie and be damned before they'll believe in God. But that, when they knew God, they glorified not as they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but gave vain in their imaginations, and their foolish hearts was darkened. Folks, I want to ask you something tonight, church. Do you want your heart to be dark?
No.
No, that's right. We want it to be full of the light that I preached about this morning. We don't want to be the guilty world. We want to be those that serve the Lord Jesus Christ with honor. To want to lift up his name and glorify it. Give him praise and honor. But we have a world today. The devil will cuss him. They'll spit in his face. They'll deny him. And swear up and down that you don't exist. But just because they do so, don't make it so. And a lot of times, folks, when push comes to shove and they get down at the end, then they start calling on you. You know, I heard a guy say one time, I actually think it was a comedian. He said, you know, I've been on plenty of airplanes. And he said, I've been on one or two, it's went down. It's crashed. And he said, it don't matter what language they speak, as that plane is going down, they're calling on the name of God. It don't matter what language they're speaking, they're calling on God. And you know what? I believe that man's telling the truth. I ain't never been up in a plane. I ain't never crashed one. Been in a few car wrecks. Yeah, and it's, oh God, oh God, oh God, help me. Help me. You know? But their hearts are foolish and they're dark. Professing themselves to be wise, they become fools. Mm-hmm. What does the Bible say about a fool? Fool is a man who will deny God, swear there's no God. That's a fool. You know, I got a cousin. When we were little, he liked April Fools.
Why?
Well, it was just, he liked playing jokes. But anyway, when he got saved and he read that scripture in Psalms where it says that a man that is a fool is a man that don't believe in God. That wasn't too funny to him anymore. And you know, to this day, as far as I know, he don't do no April Fool's jokes because he knows what a fool truly is, and he don't want to be one and he don't want others to be one. You know, he don't want to call somebody a fool because he really knows what a fool is. But you know, they do everything in their power to try to convince people that there's no God. And all the time that they're trying to prove that they ain't one, they're, you know, most of the time they're proving that he is. And change the glory of the incorruptible God into an image that is like corruptible man, and to the birds, the four-footed beasts, and the creepy things. Now, I want to ask you something here, church. When you go back into the Old Testament, and you look at the gods that they worshiped, what were they mostly imaged after? Animals. I mean, Aaron made a god that looked like a calf. He broke the gear. They took their gold from their young men's ears and melted it down and made a god. And it looked like a calf. I think it was the Egyptians. Didn't they worship like the eagles or something?
Eagles? No, cats.
I think that's what it was.
I think it was cats.
Yeah.
Cats.
No. Well, they like cats too. But you know, gods are dragons and birds. You know, four-footed creatures. You know, creatures that were part man, part fish. Things of nature. And that's what they worship. These idols made out of wood or gold or silver. It ain't much different today. The only thing is the gods is the image of the God has changed. You know, it's your job. Or it's money. Or it's a car. A house. Or even people. They worship all kinds of different things. Folks, I'm going to tell you something. You can make anything a god. Anything you put before God is your God. And what does God say? I'm a jealous God. I'm either first or I'm not at all. I'm glad that my old God is dead. He's dead to me. I'm glad I got a living God. Jesus. Died on a cross for me. Those images that I carried on my God. You know, Benjamin. Hamilton. Washington. Lincoln. Those images. All those, these people are dead. They're represented on my God money. But I turned away from that God. And I have now serving the true living God. Preacher, you got any money in your billfold? I've got a little bit there, but I don't worship it. So that's the difference. You can have it, not worship it. And worship it, not have it. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. I thank God for the God that we got. The living God. The God that sent all that up there to those people. The God is watching over Washington. The God is watching over me and you. The God is able to watch the people in other countries that serve Him. All at the same time. You know, my old God, when I spent one, what's the chances? Now, I want to ask you, you spend a dollar. What's the chance you'll ever get that same dollar back again?
No.
It's very likely, not unless you spend it in a store that you go to a lot and they give it right back to you. In other words, you go up to the country market, buy a tea, go down the yard, mow the yard, and come back and buy another thing of tea and give you the same dollar back. Very odd, it would. So there's God, that guy that I used to worship, once you spent it, it was gone. But you know, I've got a God that's with me each and every day.
Amen.
He's with me. He takes care of me. He takes care of me. I mean, I could be over somewhere mowing the yard, and He's taking care of me, and at the same time, He's over a mountain, He's taking care of us. Amen. How many guys that you know can do that? I don't know, but one. He can be everywhere at the same time. But these people deny Him. They turn Him away. A world that refuses to accept the Lord Jesus Christ. A guilty world. We might live in that world, people, but we're not a part of it. Amen. It's like we're living within a world. And it's not a part of us. We are blessed, people. We are totally blessed. To have such a good God.
Amen.
And you know what? These folks, they hate Him. They rebuke Him. They deny Him. But you know what? He loves each and every one of them. He loves each and every one of them. Even though they hate Him. And deny Him, refuse Him, He still loves Him. You know, it's hard for me to like someone who don't like me. Let alone love. It's hard. But you look at God. He gave the best that He had for them people. Just like He did us. But He still loves them. He still, and I'm going to use the word hoping, He's still hoping that there will come a day when these people will open their eyes and they will see Him for what He truly is and what He truly means to them and love Him back. Amen. Yeah, if you keep reading through this, you'll find that somewhere, that, you know, they'll be turned over to a reprobate mind if they keep living the way they do. But you know what? I think it would take a whole lot for God to turn them over to a reprobate mind. They're going to have to really get out there. Because He is a merciful, loving God. Amen. That's all I've got tonight. Anybody got anything in your
mind? I
do. What?
Nothing.
Okay. All right. CJ, you pray for us.
Thank you, Lord. I love you. I know we'll go. I'm glad. I'm glad we meet with God. I'm glad we call.
Ain't it good to know that somebody loved you when you was unlovable?
Yeah.
Let's see what the weather is like.
You got any crazy ass angels?
I will. Hello, Angie. It's like the other day, Christy kept telling me, don't forget to tell Hannah happy birthday. And what did I do? I forgot. I bet that woman told me a million times, and I still forgot.
Hey, you know who has locked door in the freezer? What about told me one time? You ever got a tablet and white never seen damn it, so maybe.
Well, I could get the tablet.
Yeah.